Scarlet tilted her head, blinking a big yellow eye at the birdman.
I guess he would make a meager snack.
She peered back at Richard, a chuckle rumbling in her throat.
The whole of the village wouldn't make a decent meal.
More trouble than it would be worth.
She brought her head closer to him.
If they are your friends, Richard Cipher, they are my friends too.
And Scarlet, this one is called the Birdman because he loves creatures that fly. Scarlet's scaly eyebrows lifted.
Really?
She swung her head close to the Birdman, inspecting him anew. The proximity of Scarlet's big head caused a few close to him to back away a step or two. The Birdman held his ground.
Thank you, Birdman, for helping Richard. He has saved my young one. The Mud People have nothing to fear from me, on my dragon's honor.
The Birdman looked to Kaelin as she translated, smiled to Scarlet, and then turned to his people.
As Richard with the temper says, this noble dragon Scarlet is a friend to the Mud People. She may hunt our land, and we will bring no harm to her, nor her to us.
Cheering erupted from the crowd. For a people to have a dragon as a friend was taken as an honor to their strength. Everyone seemed to be shouting with excitement. They waved their arms in the air and stamped around in little dances. Scarlet joined in the merriment by throwing her head back and sending a roaring column of flame skyward. The people cheered louder. Kaelin noticed Richard glancing off to the side. She followed the direction of his gaze to a small band of hunters standing together. None of them were cheering. She recognized their leader. He was the one who had blamed Richard for bringing trouble to their village, blamed Richard for the deaths of Mud People at the hands of Darken Rawl. As the hooting and hollering went on, Richard motioned Scarlet toward him. When she lowered her head, he put his face right in her ear. She listened to whatever he was saying, and then pulled her head back, regarding him with a big, yellow eye. She nodded. Richard held out the carved bone whistle hanging from a leather thong at his neck as he turned to the Birdman.
You gave me this as a gift, but told me it would never aid me because I could only call all the birds at once. I think maybe the good spirits wanted it that way. This gift helped me save everyone from Darken Rawl. It helped me save Kaelin.
Thank you. The Birdman smiled at the translation. Richard whispered in Kaelin's ear that he would be back in a short time, and then climbed up on Scarlet.
Honored Elder, Scarlet and I would like to give you a small gift. We would like to take you up in the air so you may see where your beloved birds fly.
He extended a hand to the Birdman. The Elder, upon hearing the translation, looked apprehensively at Scarlet. Her vibrant red scales were glossy in the late afternoon sun, undulating with her breathing. Her tail reached nearly to the mud brick homes across the field. The dragon unfolded her wings and lazily stretched them. He looked at Richard, who was still offering his hand to him. A little boy grin lit the elder's face. It made Kaelin laugh. He clasped Richard's arm and hoisted himself up. Savidlin strode over and stood by Kaelin as the dragon rose into the air. The people cheered their approval as they watched the dragon lifting their honored elder into the air. Kaelin wasn't seeing the dragon. She saw only Richard. She could hear the Birdman laughing as Scarlet carried them up and away. She hoped he was still laughing after Scarlet made a turn. Savidlin glanced at her.
He is a rare person, Richard with a temper.
She smiled and nodded. Her gaze went across the way to the man who wasn't cheering or happy.
Savidlin, who is that man?
Chandelin. He blames Richard for Darken Rawl coming here and killing people.
The wizard's first rule came to her mind. People will believe anything.
If it wasn't for Richard, Darken Rawl would rule us all now, the same Darken Rawl who killed those people.
Savidlin shrugged.
Not everyone who has eyes can see. Remember the elder you killed, Tafalar? That was his uncle.
She nodded absently.
Wait here.
Kaelin walked across the field, pulling the tie from her hair as she went. She was still dazed by the knowledge that Richard loved her, and that he couldn't be harmed by her magic. It was hardly possible to believe she, a confessor, could ever experience love. It went against everything she had ever been taught. She just wanted to take Richard somewhere alone and kiss him and hug him until they were old. There was no way she was going to allow this man, Chandelin, to bring any harm to Richard. Now that she and the man she loved could somehow, magically, be together, she wasn't going to allow anything to jeopardize that. The mere thought of anyone harming Richard brought the blood rage, the Khandar, boiling up inside her. She had never known about the Khandar before, had never known it was part of her magic until she brought it forth when she thought Richard had been killed. Since then, she felt it within her just as she always felt the rest of the Confessor's magic. With his arms folded across his chest, Chandelin watched her come. His hunters stood behind him, leaning on spears planted butt-first in the ground. Apparently, they had just returned from a hunt. Their lean bodies were still smeared with sticky mud. They stood easy, but alert. Bows were slung over their shoulders and quivers hung at one side of their belts, long knives at the other. There were smears of blood on some of the men. Grass, tied in bands at their upper arms and around their heads, helped make them invisible in the surrounding grassland when they chose to be. Kaelin stopped in front of Chandelin, looking into his dark eyes. She slapped him.
Strength to Chandelin.
He pulled his glare from her, arms still folded, turned his head, and spat. His fierce eyes came back to hers.
What do you want, Confessor?
The hunters' mud-streaked faces all took on small, tight smiles. The Mud People's land was probably the only place where it was an insult not to be slapped. Richard with the Temper has sacrificed more than you could ever know to save our people from Darkin Rawl. Why do you hate him?
The two of you have brought trouble to my people. You will bring it again.
Our people, she corrected.
Kaelin unbuttoned the cuff of her shirt and drew the sleeve up to her shoulder. She pushed her arm up in front of his face.
Tofalar cut me. This is the scar he left as he tried to kill me. That was before I killed him, not after. He killed himself by attacking me. I did not go after him.
Without emotion, Chandelin's gaze rose from the scar to her eyes.
Uncle never was very good with a knife.
Pity. Kaelin's jaw clenched rigid. She couldn't back down now. She kissed the end of her fingers as she held his gaze. Reaching out, she touched the kissed fingers to his cheek where she had slapped him. The hunters broke into angry whispers, yanking their spears from the ground. Chandelin's face twisted into a hateful glare. This was the worst insult you could give a hunter. He had given a disrespectful slight by not slapping her. It did not admit to having no respect for her strength, only that he didn't wish to show it if he did. By placing a kiss where she had offered a slap of respect, she had withdrawn her respect for his strength. The touch of the kiss said she had no respect for his strength and considered him no more than a foolish child. She had as much as spat on his honor, publicly. While this was a dangerous thing to do, it was more dangerous among the Mud People to show weakness to an enemy. That would be an invitation to be murdered in your sleep. Showing weakness denied you the right to face an adversary in the light. Honor required that strength be challenged openly. Since she had done this to him in the view of others, honor required any challenge from him to be the same.
From now on, she said, if you want my respect, you must earn it.
Chandelin's white-knuckled fist jerked back to his ear, preparing to strike her. Kaelin held her chin out for him.
So, you have decided to show your respect for my strength?
His glare flicked to something behind her. His hunters flinched and reluctantly thrust the butts of their spears into the ground. Kaelin turned and saw about 50 men with drawn bows. Every arrow was leveled at Chandelin or one of his 9 men.
So? Chandelin sneered. You are not so strong. You must ask others to back you.
Lower your weapons, she called back to the men. No one is to raise a weapon to these men for me. No one. This is between Chandelin and me only.
Reluctantly, all the bows lowered, and the arrows rattled back into quivers. Chandelin folded his arms once more.
You are not so strong. You will hide behind the Seeker's sword, too.
Kaelin slapped her hand onto his forearm and gripped it tightly. Chandelin's eyes widened a little as he froze. For a confessor to place her hand on someone in this manner was an overt threat, and he recognized it as such. Defiant or not,
He knew better than to move a muscle. He couldn't move as fast as her thought, and that was all she needed. Her voice was a low hiss.
In the last year, I have killed more men than you have falsely boasted to have killed in the whole of your life. If you ever try to harm Richard, I will kill you.
She leaned closer.
If you even dare to express the thought out loud and it reaches my ears, I will kill you.
She took in the hunters with a deliberate sweep of her gaze. My hand will always be extended to each of you in friendship. If any hand extends to me with a knife, I will kill you as I killed Tofalar. I am the mother confessor. Don't think I can. Or won't. She held the gaze of each hunter in turn until they nodded in acknowledgement. Her hard eyes came at last to Chandelin. Her grip tightened. He swallowed. And at last he, too, nodded.
This is a matter between us. I will not speak to the Birdman of it.
She took her hand from his arm. In the distance, the dragon roared its return.
We are on the same side, Chandelin. We both fight for the Mud People to live. That part of you I respect.
She gave him a very small slap. She offered him no opportunity to return it, or to fail to, and instead turned her back to him. The slap had given him back a small amount of his respect in the eyes of his men, and would make him look foolish and weak if he chose to press an attack now. It was a small offering, but it had shown she acted honorably. She would leave it up to his men to decide if he had. Bullying a woman brought no honor. But then, she was no mere woman. She was a confessor. Kaelin let out a deep breath as she returned to Savadlin and turned to watch the dragon land.